Praise the name of the Lord. Hope you can hear me. Is the switch on? I've had to put my speaker down here because I've got no top pocket on this particular shirt. However, praise the Lord. Shall we just bow our heads and ask our Lord to be with us? Precious Jesus, we're so very grateful that you know our situation, where we are at any time, day or night, whether asleep or whether awake. You're with us and we're so very grateful. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We're so pleased that to be able to envisage Jesus Christ being on our lives and to desire your presence. That's what we need to do, Lord, when we come into service, is to desire the presence of the Lord with our own heart, but also for everybody. And those listening in, wherever they are, may they also desire to have the presence of the Lord with them. And you are Almighty God, and you can be many, many thousands of miles away or right here at the same time, and we're so very grateful for that. Bless the people that aren't able to be here now, and bless those that could have come and didn't. We're so very grateful, Lord, for what you do for us and all your provision. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we stand and sing number 321? Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. And we do. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, bow down before you. Father, I appreciate you, and we do, Lord. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love again. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, bow down for you. Father, I appreciate you. You know, I like it with the words of the chorus like this. It's not whether you come to a church and it's the fellowship of the church that appreciate you. It's we appreciate the Lord in our own heart. And if there's no one else, we still appreciate them and he's still here. So no matter where we are, what we're doing, always he's available to us. Let's sing it once more. We appreciate you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I try to tell him all the time, no matter what you're doing, I appreciate you, Lord, I do. And it's just there. I just do. We're going to have testimonies at some stage here, not too far away, if you, one you'd like to share. 323, all I want to do is love him. All I want to do is love him. So glad I feel his love for me. Jesus paid the price of redemption on the cross of Calvary. So every day my heart will praise him. I know I'll never be the same. All I want to do is love him, love his holy name. All I want to do is love him. So glad I feel his love for me. Jesus paid the price of redemption on the cross of Calvary. So every day my heart will praise him. I know I'll never be the same. All I want to do is love him, love his holy name. We'll have one more, then we'll have testimonies. 327, he is our peace, who has broken down every wall. He is our peace, who has broken down every wall. He is our peace. He is our peace. He is our peace, who has broken down every wall. Be seated. Is there any testimonies anybody would like to share? Diane. Oh, sorry.
Just thank the Lord. I was getting my sewing machine out. I wanted to do a little bit of sewing last week. And as I got it to the table, I have to carry it there. I noticed the plastic cover for the bobbin was gone. It wasn't on there. I thought, oh, where is it? So I looked in the cupboard where I store it. I looked all the way, couldn't find it. I said, Lord, just show me where this is. And if I can't find it, I know I'm not meant to be sewing today. I looked around, couldn't find it. Thought, oh, I'll get the ironing board ready anyway. So I got the ironing board out, and it fell out. It was somewhere over there. So I thank the Lord. He did want me to sow.
Okay. That's the way it works. It's very good. Sister Mill.
Thursday and Friday, Dean and the family came up from Wanganui to see us and Aunt Julie and the family, which he saw every one of the family, and I'm really grateful and thank the Lord for it. But I've had a wonderful 2 days. I really do thank God for it. And we saw, he saw brother and sister Howard and Sister June, and we also, he wanted to see Brian and Diane, which we saw, had a good time with them because our kids grew up with their kids. And then Dean wanted to go. We saw Auntie Shirley before that, and then we went to the Tate Ministry. And then after that, Dean said, oh, we'll go and see our house in Wall Street. Well, our house in Wall Street, where we lived for 18 years, was burnt down last year, so he wanted to go and have a look. So he went and had a look there, and he took photos, and he was really happy to see that and said where he used to sleep and so forth. And then he said, I'll go around the valley. I want to go around the valley and see where Pop and Nan are. So we went around the valley. We stopped at Papa's place, my mum and dad's place. We couldn't see the house for trees, but we knew it was. And then we talked, reminisced all the things he did and the things that he shouldn't have done. We had a lovely time. Then he moved up the road a bit, and we looked up the cow shed up the top of the hill where we used to milk the cows, and talked about the convention we had in 1973, how we had meetings in Dad's barn and ate in the cow shed way back there, and then went further along the road and Valley Road, and Shirley and Ivan lived across the road. And then Dean and them talked about sleeping with Barry and his cousins, sleeping under the trees and going, because Dad owned all that place right up to the trig station and from our house right down to the power station. So then he thought, because there's lots of houses now, there's no hills now, there's houses all the way around there and trees. So then he thought he wanted to go right round Valley Road, right round to the Takurdi walkway, which was Dad's farm. You walk up to the right up to the trig point and down the other side, that was there. So he talked about going there and docking sheep, and he had a lovely time. Then we went over Barker's Hill. He wanted to go. So he wanted to go and see where Brother and Sister Hill's house is. So we went up there. We saw where, on the corner where Colin and Jane lived. Yeah, that's right. And then stopped outside Brother and Sister Hill's house and thought about all the meetings and the places he had there. And then he said, I want to Waiter Yarta Park, which was across the road. Well, we stopped and had a look there. And said, we had lots of picnics up. They mean the fellowship. But, and then we went, oh, we went out for dinner after that. But I really do thank the Lord. He reminisced on all things with Diane's kids. And it was, look, I just had such a lovely 2 days to be with them. It's just, Michelle couldn't come because she couldn't travel. But it was just lovely to have the grandkids and Dean to myself, to ourselves. So I truly do thank the Lord for it. I just couldn't sleep. I was like an overgrown kid. Thank you, Lord. It was really a real blessing, as you could say. I can't hide how I feel even now. They arrived home at 7 o'clock last night. So thank you, Lord. It was a real blessing to me.
Praise God. Do we have any other testimonies? Brother Howard, do you know him?
Well, just hearing Sister Mill's testimony made me think of some photographs I have, a good number, I don't know, about 160 photographs of the past. And it was the most strangest feeling, because seeing all this, your father and the building of this church and all the people that were here, the Wakefords, and I can't even express it. You'd think it was really interesting but really sad, because so many have gone on. And you probably felt a bit like you felt when you're travelling around. So one day we'll put on the screen here and show you. I think that'll be a real blessing to some of you old timers. And some of you new ones can see, the brothers and sisters you'll see when you get there. But time moves on. And we're just going to make good use of the time we have left. So may God bless you all. I just pray it'll be a blessing to you when the time comes. Yes, that's all there. All there, David Arn leading the singing. Yeah, it's all there. Oh, yeah, you'd love it.
Brother Charlie has...
Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. I forgot to mention this morning that the time that we spent up in Ruatoria, we travelled from here about 6 o'clock, left in the morning, got up there about 9 o'clock, and we decided to have a Ruatoria pie, you know, mince pie, and we were just eating away then. My brother Reefy here got his guitar out, and we're by the table, so not so far from the toilets they got up there. And he started playing away there, and I finished my pie, and then I went to grab my guitar, and we started singing and praising God. And, you know, God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, he drew the people that were there, and a lot of people, even walking up the street, they were giving us, oh, praise the Lord, you know, and all this. You see, the power of the Holy Spirit, and God is drawing, and the people are looking for something. You know, like as Pastor mentioned this morning, that the harvest is ripe. Yes, it is ripe, not only just in the coast, it's in the whole world, you know, that the harvest is ripe. But God has just stationed us up the coast, so it's not only just up there, but it's all around us that the harvest is ripe. So God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, he draws the people. We don't even have to call at them or do anything. God just draws them to his word. So praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Charlie. Any others?
Sometime, brother, when we go, we need to go up with you, whole group, and sing with you and preach up there when the people come around. It could be, who knows? Who knows what God will have for it? We'll just see that. There we go. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, that sounds good. So we'll see what the Lord has. Amen. Yeah, oh, sounds good.
Okay, praise the Lord. Let's have another chorus here. Then Brother Howard will come. 347, all heaven declares. Shall we stand as we sing? Upon the throne, I gladly bow the knee and worship him alone. I will proclaim the glory of to reconcile man to God. Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow the knee and worship. Gladly bow the knee and worship you alone. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. That's what we want to do, is worship him alone.
Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise be to God. I just want to read from the Bible from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, without ceasing. That doesn't mean you're praying day and night, every hour, every minute. It just means that the prayer is always on your heart, always communicating with God. Lord, what would you have me do? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. May God bless this word. We'll just pray and commit it to him. Lord, we just thank you. With what we're asked to do is give you thanks, always giving thanks. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for that we have your word. We thank you for the desire to hear your word. Just pray, Lord Jesus, you'll move upon every heart here and all those joining with us, wherever they are, Lord. May your spirit speak to each one, we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 I just want to speak about taking that from verse 18, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. This is something that has become real to me in recent times, the need to give thanks for everything. You know, it's, I just say, thank you, Lord. Who does that? You just say, oh, thank you, Lord, for that. That's wonderful. You know, if it's a car park, thank you, Lord. Right? Sound like everyone does that. Well, that's good. In everything, give thanks. And so we just pray that God will bless us and help us as we consider these things. Many times we ask God, but forget to thank him for what he has done for us. You know, we should give thanks to God for everything. And this is the will of God. If you give somebody something, you love to be thanked. It's a funny feeling, and nothing's coming. Nothing comes back. It's not that you have to be thanked. You love to be thanked. And we should thank one another. When somebody does something for us, we should thank them. But how much more the Lord? Praise be to God. And I believe that it's much more goes with giving thanks. I believe the worship and praise we are offering to him. God means an object of worship. And so we need to give thanks to him for that. Our prime role here on earth is to worship God. And we can only worship the God, only worship God in the Spirit. You know, you've got to be in the Spirit to worship God. You've got to be in the Spirit. Someone says, now what you do is you raise your hand and you go like this. Thank you, Lord. How else do I do that? That's not how you do it. You're worshiping from the heart. Oh, I love you, Lord. Doesn't matter whether you raise your hands or not. Has nothing to do with it. We give thanks to God. Brother Paul, would you like to turn this fan on, please? I'm like a fish wanting water. Praise be to God. So just to remember this, we're going to speak about this for a little while before we come around the table. And sometimes we wonder why we do not get into the presence of God. He said to praise him. Remember, it's a sacrifice of praise. Because I can't praise the Lord. That's right, because it's a sacrifice. It's going to cost you something. Just start thanking him. I thank him in bed. Wow, we're on right on chart. Who thanks the Lord in bed? Often do. You know, if I wake up and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, I start praising the Lord and start thinking about him. And to witness, you wake up in the morning, Sister June? No, she does. It's really good to do that. Praise God. So, and the reason we do it is because we love him. We don't do it because we have to. What a relationship that would be. To tell somebody, now, you've got to tell me every half hour that you love me. Oh, come on. I don't want to marry somebody like that. I want to tell them I love them because I love them. And I want to thank them for all that they've done for me. How much more our Heavenly Bridegroom. Amen. Some people say, I love them in my heart. They love the Lord in their heart. And therefore, that's good enough. Sorry. He said to give praise with our lips. If you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you're sitting on a park bench together, and you remain silent, something wrong. You can't help it. I love you. Do you really love me? Yes, I love you. Why? Because it comes from the heart. It's not a law. You do it because you love one another. How much more our Lord Jesus Christ, what he's done for us. He gave us all for us at Calvary. He died for us, like that song said. I never knew that he died for me. A lot of people here in Gisborne, around the world, don't even know that Jesus died for them. He gave us everything. So we should say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Praise be to God. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Continually? Continually? Offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Does anyone know what continually means? That's right. It's continuous. Don't stop. That is the fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to his name. People say, don't say in my heart. I'll just thank the Lord. He wants to hear from you. Thank you, Lord. If we as individuals and as a church, we don't praise the Lord, we're robbed of a blessing. When we fail to praise and thank God continually. And remember this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may not have realized, but you haven't been thanking the Lord enough. He loves you. He's done everything for you. He gave his life's blood. He died for you. He was brutally beaten for you. So let's give him thanks. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Our whole life should be before the Lord, I believe. In everything we do. In Colossians chapter 3 to 17. And whatsoever we do in word or deed. In word or deed. We do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And that's why I always say, if it's word and deed, if whatever it is, we praise him in the name of Jesus. We lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus. We're baptized in the name of Jesus. That's a deed. Whatever we do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Sometimes we become so self-centered. God forgive me. I've become so self-centered. Has anyone ever become self-centered? Anymore? We become self-centered. It's a terrible thing. God help us. We only complain for what we do not have, even spiritually. Instead, we should give thanks and praise God for his many blessings. The Bible says in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Who's contented tonight? Amen. This afternoon, I am very contented. I had an experience one morning. It was really hard to explain this, but it was real. I got up one morning, many years ago. I was married in those days. And I got up one morning and I was just sitting on the side of my bed. You know how you get out and your feet flop down on the floor and I was just sitting there. And I started to think how blessed I was. And it just came all over me, just like a flooding river. How he had blessed me with a family, blessed me with a lovely wife, blessed me with a house,
blessed me with food on the table. But most of all, I started to think of, bless me with salvation. Bless me with the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And I started to cry. I mean cry. I was sobbing from the inside of me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing this. And I couldn't stop, Brother Peter. I couldn't stop crying. It was a very unusual. I thought, why? I said, are you all right? I said, I'm fine. And then started crying again. I said, I'll go and clean my teeth. That'll fix it. I'm serious. God is my witness. I brushed my teeth in those days. Didn't have an electric one in those days. And I was brushing my teeth. And I couldn't stop crying. I said, I know what. I'll get dressed for church. I'll put my tie on. That'll fix it. So I put my tie on. And as I was putting my tie on, I was just thinking how wonderful he was to me. And I wept and wept and wept. It was a glorious experience. When God shows you how much he's blessed you, you want to praise him and thank him. When you start to compare ourselves with the rest of the world out there, the rest of the world out there are absolutely destitute. I'm telling you, they're fearful of everything. They're fearful of diseases without going into the COVID thing. It's a spirit of fear that's come on the nations, not just New Zealand, the nations. And it's a lie too. Brothers and sisters, we should trust the Lord. He said, I'll put none of these diseases upon you. So when we realize how he's kept us and keeps us day by day, we should hang our head in shame. We don't thank him enough. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. If Jesus comes this afternoon, I'm going with him. Who's going with him? Amen. You should say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Because an awful lot of people are going to stay behind and face judgment. So we really want to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let's sing that song, shall we? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation. So full and free. Let's sing once more. Yes, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy Hallelujah. You know, when Israel, the Bible, had a victory, whenever they had a victory, they praised and thanked the Lord for it before they even received it. When they went around the walls of Jericho, what did they do? They sang and praised the Lord to the top of their voices, and then the walls came down. You know, brother and sister, there's walls binding you. You need to start thanking the Lord for giving you the victory. Who believes that? He's given us the victory. Lord, we receive it. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and helping me. Yes. Even going into battle, they never went in with the tanks or the artillery. They went in praising the Lord. And the Lord took care of the enemies for them. Thank you, Lord. I believe that today. Who believes it's the same yesterday, today, and forever? You say, oh, I don't know. We sit back and say, I don't know. That's just where Satan wants you. When you say, oh, I don't know. Get up and say, I love you, Lord Jesus. Satan, get thee behind me in the name of Jesus Christ. Resist the devil. He shall flee from you. The Bible says resist him and he will flee from you. We used to sing a song once. We still do. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. We had a brother in the Baptist church, Brother Finn Graham.
When he led the singing, he used to love this part, Brother Peter, I don't know if you remember. Count your blessings, name them ton by ton. Isn't that wonderful? Count your blessings, name them ton, not by one by one, but ton by ton. And brothers and sisters, we should do that. Let us not be like the unthankful lepers. 10 lepers came to the Lord. They cried out. They stood away because they thought, you know, they'd give them the disease. But they never. You cannot catch leprosy from a disease. It's your diet. We found out. We had a man here tell us about it from the leprosy mission. But they didn't have that knowledge. So they always stood far away so they wouldn't contaminate them. They cried out, Master, have mercy on us. And when they saw them, he said unto them, Go show thyself to the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Actually walking to the priest, and all of a sudden, all those sores, everything came off. Do you believe that happened? Yes. Absolutely. The Lord does that. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Jesus, thou son of David, I'm so thankful for your mercy towards me. And came down and fell down at Jesus' feet. Jesus said, thank you. He said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. He said, I cleansed 10. Wasn't there 10? Where's the other 9? 9 never came back and thanked the Lord. Can you believe that's just unbelievable? If the Lord heals you and blesses you, give him thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Do we thank the Lord as we ought? We should be willing to give him glory and praise. David said in Psalm 54:6, I will freely sacrifice unto thee, and I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. Just finish with one scripture found in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 11. It says, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, that's you and I, and the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever, to them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at first, saith the Lord. Who wants to thank the Lord in the house of the Lord? Let's say praise the Lord together. Praise the Lord. We give you glory for what you've done, Lord. He loves to hear you thank him and praise him. So let us be full of thanks and praise to God always. Praise be to God. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to thee, bowed hearts. And Lord, sometimes we feel a little bit shameful, Lord, that we haven't given you thanks. We pray and you heal us, you restore us back, and we never actually get around to thank you as we ought to. I pray, Lord, you'll forgive us for that. Lord, may we always be willing to thank you. We pray for our families. We pray for our children. That you'll bring them all in, Lord. And our grandchildren, Lord, we're praying for the salvation of all things in the name of Jesus. And we give you thanks for doing it, Lord, right now in the name of our Lord. Amen. Let's sing this song, June. Praise him, praise him. Brother Peter, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime. Praise him, praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him till the sun goes down. Love him in the morning, love him in the noontime, love him, love him when the sun goes down. Worship, worship, worship in the morning, noontime.
time when the old time seems. The old time when I'll talk about my Savior everywhere I go. Joy, joy, joy in my soul. My burdens are rolled away. My burdens are rolled away. Hallelujah! I'm at the feet of Jesus. My own diseases. My burdens are rolled away. My burdens have rolled away. My burdens have rolled away. At the feet of Jesus, He healed my diseases. My burdens have rolled away.
As we sing it once more, let's come around the table, shall we? And we'll partake of communion. My burdens have rolled away. My burdens have rolled away. I'm at the feet of Jesus. My burdens have rolled. Just come around the table now. My burdens have rolled away. My burdens have rolled away.